Hello everyone and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host Simaira, and in this episode I basically want to talk about a YouTube video I watched recently about Warren Buffett. Okay, so in his annual shareholders meeting, he was asked to differentiate between value and growth. Value investing and growth investing. And his answer was basically value and growth. Growth is a component of value. When calculating value, growth is a component of value. And I believe that the person who asked the question wanted to differentiate between growth and value. Most people's idea of value investing, it comes from Ben Graham's net debt investing. What Warren Buffett may call the Siegerbot approach to investing, which is they look for companies that are very, very cheap, that trade below their current assets. Okay, so they look at their current assets on the balance sheet. If the price that the company is trading at is below the current assets, then they will purchase the company. So it had very good margin of safety. So the idea was margin of safety based on current assets. It was fixated on the tangibles of a business. Whereas today, Warren Buffett has evolved that, added a little bit of twist to that concept of value investing into a more refined, a more better, I believe, philosophy of value investing, which is not just looking at or being fixated on the tangible, but on the intangibles of a business. Does the business have a high return on equity? Does it spit off more cash flow? So it's not just looking at the book value, but looking at the potential earning power of the business, right? So even if the business is not growing, if it earns more money on equity, and does not require more capital to earn more money on equity, then it's a good investment, because that money that it spits out, very high return, can be used for deployment. You can use that money to invest in other assets as well. So it's not just fixated on the tangibles or the book value of a company. It's looking at the company's earning power. So he says that the best formula for calculating a company's present value or intrinsic value is the discounted cash flow, where basically you discount the future cash flow of a business to its present value, and you compare it to its current market price. And if it's selling way below its current market price, then you can purchase it under value. So it has a good margin of safety. So the margin of safety went from tangibles to earning power to cash flow. And even in security analysis, the book that Benjamin Graham is famous for, he also talked about this. He said it's not just the tangibles. You have to look at the earning power of a business, right? And the business that, believe it or not, the business that made Ben Graham more money than his net debt investing strategy is Geico, right? He bought Geico, the insurance company, and at the, you know, in 1970s it was worth probably $95 million. He bought it for probably less than $1 million. So after 30 years or 40 years, it was worth almost $100 million. So that's the power of not just looking at the tangible. You could and you can still make money today. And if you find an opportunity where you see a company that is trading below its net current assets, buy it. Okay, it's not bad, but the point is that Warren Buffett has evolved his philosophy, his investing strategy, to not just look at the tangibles of a business, but look at the cash flow. And it makes more sense because he has more capital now. He does not have time to look at smaller companies, because there are a lot of them. His capital will not invest in a company that has a market cap of $50 million, $100 million, will not move a needle on his overall fund, right? He has hundreds of billions. So he needs to deploy billions, not millions or hundreds of millions. With that being said, I hope you all receive some value from this, and thank you for listening to this podcast.